Sporadic fighting continued in northern Sri Lanka today, despite an announcement that Sri Lanka's government has agreed to hold peace talks with Tamil Tiger rebels. The talks will take place from October 28th to the 30th in Geneva, amid fears the worst violence since the 2002 truce has spiraled into full-blown civil war. Each side accuses the other of trying to rekindle the two-decade war that has killed more than 65,000 people since 1983. We spoke to editor of the Sri Lanka Daily News, Bandula Jayasekera. He told us the government will be going into these talks from a position of consolidated strength.
Right now the government, because they got battered, I think, their military might of the LTTE was overrated in the recent attacks, or I would say the counter-attacks, or what the government described as defensive operation. LTTE got beaten, some of their camps which they took over during the ceasefire agreement was taken back by the government. So what is seen as that, the first time in many years, the government is going for talks, so I've agreed from a position of strength. It was always the LTTE which did that before. They weakened the government, okay, and then they went really after this, after this presidency. I mean, they seem to be, there's much more mass support from the people, because it was always the LTTE is the stumbling block. So, but I would say the LTTE, they really have to give a commitment to the international community and to the people of Sri Lanka.